Welcome back. I'm Jennifer Napier-Pierce, and this is City Views. Earlier this month, 72 competitors met in Denver at the Women of the World Poetry Slam, and local slam poet Deanne Emmett made it to the top 12. She now moves on to compete for a spot on the Salt Lake City team headed to the National Poetry Slam this summer. And today on the program, Deanne Emmett joins us to talk about poetry as a competitive sport. She joins me in studio. Deanne, thanks so much for your time.
Thanks. Good morning.
Deanne Emmett, she started performing slam poetry in 2009. Since then, she's been to 3 national and 2 international competitions. And again, this year, she ranked 12th as best female poet in the world. If you have questions or comments about poetry slamming, give us a call. 801-355-TALK is our number. 801-355-8255. Or you can send email to cityviews@kcpw.org. Deanne Emmett, before we get to your work, I'm curious about the first time you went to a poetry slam. Maybe you can describe for us what it was like.
It was a completely different world. I remember I had this friend of mine that was dating another friend of mine, and I was showing him some poetry because he said he wrote some, and he's like, "Oh, well, this is good. You should come down and go to Cup of Joe. That's where we used to meet a few years back." And
here in Salt Lake.
I happened to get there on the night of the poetry slam instead of just the open mic, and all these people are just saying these words that completely blew my mind. It completely rocked my world, and I was like, "Oh, I can do that." Maybe.
So did you get up that night, that first night?
Oh, no.
No, no. How long did it take for you to take that step from an audience member to getting up on stage?
At least 6 months.
To work up that courage.
Huh? Yes.
So, again, what is a poetry slam? When I think of that term, I think of the beat poets back in San Francisco in the mid-1950s, you know, up there with their cigarette and their snapping. Is that where the sport comes from?
I think so. I mean, I kind of look at slam poetry like the beatniks and theater had a baby. It was invented in the 1980s by this regular blue-collar kind of guy named Mark Smith in Chicago at a venue called the Green Mill. And I guess he just kind of got up on the bar and demanded everybody's attention and started doing his poetry. And the competition is more of a gimmick to get people into it and make people realize that poetry isn't just, you know, Robert Frost or Walt Whitman, but that it can be cool and that it's a great way to connect with people and a good platform for activism.
I like that beatnik and theater had a baby idea. So the poetry slam, you get up on stage, you read poems that you have composed. As you are writing these poems, do you think about how they will be staged, how they look when they're being performed, and not just, you know, the lyricism of the words?
I guess it depends on the poem. A lot of the times when I sit down to write a poem, it's mostly purely cathartic when I sit down and write it, and then everything else comes afterwards. But I do know some other poets that take a different approach, and they, you know, they write it thinking about the performance aspect as well. Mm-hmm. For me, the performance comes after I've memorized the poem.
We're speaking with Deanne Emmett. She started performing slam poetry in 2009. She's been to 3 national and 2 international competitions, and she's competing tonight for one of the spots on the 2012 Salt Lake City team that's headed to the National Poetry Slam later this summer. We have details on that event a little bit later. The competition is actually tonight at Moe's Neighborhood Grill. If you'd like to join us, 801-355-TALK is our number, 801-355-8255. Deanne Emmett, we can't go further without hearing some of your work. Could you please recite, perform, whatever you call it? You wrote a piece about competition.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You always seem to be competing for my attention. When I let you chase me into your arms, you grinningly celebrated your triumph, called me your prize, called me yours only. We raced each other blindly for the upper hand. Nobody wins in a competition when you can't agree on a finish line, so we were an automatic forfeit when I quit. The cramps bit down on me 2 weeks later. I broke a tooth cursing your name while flushing our blind spot down the toilet, all pink and gray matter, a three-week-old mistake. Of the three of us, nobody wins. Zero liability must be an easy call to make with no womb to run from. If you'd rather call me a cheater than take responsibility, that's fine. You tell me I've won. Congratulations. Call me a slut. Just remember, you have to die to win in a competition of who's the bigger martyr.
Powerful stuff, Deanne Emmett. Are all of your poems telling a story? How important is the narrative in your poetry?
I suppose that depends on what kind of poem you are writing. My tendency is to tell a story. That's where I generally tend to go.
Mm-hmm. Another powerful story that you tell is a poem that you composed. It's rather long. We're just going to have you perform a section of it. This has to do with polygamy. Tell us the backstory on this poem. What were you thinking of when you wrote it?
I grew up in Hurricane, Utah, which is about 20 to 30 miles away from Hilldale in Colorado City. So growing up, I knew a lot of runaways and cast off children from their compound. And it just always kind of affected me. And I've always wanted to write a poem about it. And I finally sat down and made it a persona piece. So I took on the role of one of Warren Jeff's child brides.
Okay, well, here's a section. This is Deanne Emmett performing some slam poetry for us this morning.
I am the youngest of 18 children. My body is blooming like the lilacs in my front yard. I am told I smell just as sweet. At 13, I feel overripe. The boys my age stir me. I feel woman brimming for one in particular. Johnny kissed secrets into me just last week. He is rumored to have the makings of a prophet. But I ignore these boys. They are playground pets. The wicked living outside Zion's gates call this polygamy. We know this is the principle. I am promised to our one true prophet, Warren Jeffs. He will be the only man ever to see the freckles and knee scrape scars beneath my prairie dress, down to my wrists, leggings to my ankles. I will be his. I do not love him. I remind myself love is not the point of marriage. It is my duty to bear his seed. I know my place as wife 38. My mothers tell me my sister wives set the standard. I will learn submission from them. Obedience to my husband, my patriarch, is symbolic of my obedience to him. The ultimate is doing what your husband likes before he even speaks the words. Ephesians 5:22. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord.
Slam poet Deanne Emmett, these are heavy themes, and you're performing them before an audience. How do they react after you finish one of these poems?
Hopefully with applause. I guess it depends on the audience, which is really kind of the gamble, isn't it? But most of the time, pretty positive responses.
I suppose that does introduce the competition part of this. How are poetry slams judged? How are you judged during these competitions?
We select five random people in the audience. The judge, or not the judge, the host does, the MC. And we prefer to get people who don't know anything about poetry, just to see how well we are connecting with an audience. And these five people give each poem a score from 1 to 10, 1 being awful, 10 being great, and judge it based on content and performance. And then after they've all given their scores, we drop the high score, we drop the low score, and we take the three middle, add them, and that is the score.
Hmm. You have been competing for 3 years now. How do you prepare? How do you prepare? Do you stand in front of the mirror? Do you get your friends around a table and say, what do you think about this? How do you, you know?
All of the above. Uh-huh. I mean, you put a lot of work into every single poem. I know that I don't compete with any poem that I haven't run by my colleagues at least 4 or 5 times. As far as when I'm practicing by myself, I do practice in front of a mirror just to make sure I'm not doing any weird thing that I'm not noticing with my body, or to get an idea of what might add to the piece performance-wise.
Mm-hmm. Tell us what you'll be performing tonight.
Well, I can't tell you that.
You can't even give us a clue.
I don't know.
How many pieces do you perform?
Some of us try to strategize and see how the audience is responding to funny or serious or...
So you choose on the fly based on the mood in the room?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. 10 local slam poets, including Deanne Emmett, will compete for a spot on the 2012 Salt Lake City team. That's happening tonight at Moe's Neighborhood Grill. The admission is $5, and things start to kick off around 8 o'clock. If you had some advice for someone going to the Poetry Slam, how would you prepare them?
For someone going to listen?
Yes.
Keep an open mind and really, really listen. Take the time to see what the poet is trying to tell you and just enjoy yourself. Because we're all there to perform for you. This is a show for you, the audience.
And if there's someone out there who is an aspiring poet and they want to get involved, how do you become a slam poet?
I got my start in open mics. Yeah, that's how I kind of got the courage, was just starting without a competition, with less pressure. I suppose if you're more brave than I am, then go ahead and sign up for the slam. We do that through a community called Salt City Indie Arts, and you can find that on Facebook. And they'll keep you updated on all the open mics and all the slams going on in our community, and on how to sign up for it.
How does Salt Lake City rank in the slam poetry category? I mean, do you feel like there's a nice base of poets, or is it still sort of growing, emerging?
I feel like we're a pretty good, solid group of poets. This last year in Boston at Nationals, our team ranked 8th out of 76 teams.
Hmm.
I think we did pretty well. I think we have bragging rights.
Deanne Emmett, she's a local slam poet. 10 of her colleagues will compete for a spot on the 2012 Salt Lake City team. That's happening tonight at Moe's Neighborhood Grill, 358 South West Temple here in Salt Lake City. More information is on our website, kcpw.org. Deanne Emmett, thanks very much for your time today. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
City Views is a production of KCPW News in Salt Lake City. Thanks to Tamara Kemsley and Katie Sheen Abbott. Our technical director is Jesse Ellis. Next time, Wasatch Canyons Today. We'll find out how planning is happening in the canyons. Hope you'll join us for that tomorrow. For City Views, I'm Jennifer Napier-Pierce.